Welcome to the Days of Praise podcast, a daily devotional by the Institute for Creation Research.
Whom shall I fear? The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? Psalm 27:1. Think back to your youngest childhood days. Do you remember being afraid of the dark? Were you scared when your parents turned off the nightlight? Flash forward to more logical adult fears: thieves, natural disasters, negative bank account balances, unemployment, public speaking, shark attacks, political turmoil, and death. While some of those fears may seem far-fetched, there are other fears you might encounter that will truly drive you to your knees in prayer. How would you respond to life-threatening persecution? What if your children recant their faith and abandon everything you've taught them from Scripture? Could you handle the loss of loved ones and all of your possessions? The Bible is filled with examples of faithful believers who suffered. Many of the sorrow-filled Psalms were written by King David, but he wasn't the only subject of fear, suffering, and trauma. Perhaps you are reminded of Job. He was a godly man, yet the Lord allowed Satan to torment him, removing nearly every good thing from his life. How could he respond in faith to the one who protected his soul? In today's text, David draws our hearts to what Spurgeon calls a threefold cord which could not be broken. The Lord is our light, salvation, and strength. And then he asks two rhetorical questions: whom shall I fear? Of whom shall I be afraid? With the Lord on your side, you need not fear anyone or anything. His love for you is sure and steadfast. Nothing in the entire universe, darkness, disaster, demons, or the devil, can separate you from His love.
If you've enjoyed today's devotional, be sure to subscribe to the Days of Praise podcast on Apple or Google Podcasts. And please rate and review so more listeners can find us. To support ICR's ministry, visit icr.org/donate. Your gift of any amount helps us reach others with biblical truth and encouragement. Thanks for listening. We hope you'll start each day with Days of Praise.